reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping.
You're now dialed into the Voice of Tor podcast with your host, Luke Hay. The Voice of Tor podcast is brought to you by Westchester Mulch Company and FMF Rental.
Secretly stern as they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
Right at Buds Creek Motocross Park here in beautiful Mechanicsville, Maryland, Thursday, May 8th. This is just a day or two away from all the racing action here at Buds Creek. Today, actually on Thursday, there is a motocross training clinic, MDMX. Not familiar with those fellas, but they are going to be out there running a training here today at the track, a little clinic. So if you're in the area or on your way down, you might have some time to catch that. Then the racing action getting started on Saturday. We got a double header. It's going to be two full days of racing action. You have gotten used to the split days here if you've been racing along this season with us, where we have the Pee Wee and the Youth on Saturday and then the big bikes on Sunday. However, due to the doubleheader format here this weekend at Buds Creek, we are doing a single day format. So all racing will be on Saturday and all racing will be on Sunday. So again, Pee Wee's Youth, you guys are racing on Saturday bright and early, and then normal schedule there after. But again, just a little different than how we have been running things here this season, but it's normal schedule from what you're used to on a single day, if that makes sense. But moving right along here with all that good stuff, obviously have some pretty somber news to address here. I know that had a lot of folks reaching out and people who have been touching base with us. And, I'm trying to enter into this lightly here, but it's not easy. So just have to say that, we lost Kim Temple a couple weeks ago, tragic, unexpected event. Kim is kind of the mom of Tor, Tegan's mom, Tynan's mom, and Todd's wife. And that is the Tor family. That is Temple Off-Road. So we laid Kim to rest a week ago. And I'm trying to do my best to get through this right now. I'm pretty choked up, but hard to let tears flow when I'm surrounded by such positive energy here in the pits here. And I know she would be happy that we're all here together. And anywho, just have to address that. So this weekend, it is only fitting. It's Mother's Day weekend. And got all the moms coming out. We're going to do some special stuff for them and some special things to honor Kim here. But it's just very fitting that we're here to race in honor of Kim, the mom of Tor and the queen of hearts, as she is kind of becoming affectionately known here. So trying to not be such a downer here, because this is such an amazing weekend and such a special time here that we're all going to have. So I have to say it, though, that Kim, we love you. We miss you. And thank you for giving us this opportunity and giving me this opportunity. And without that, without you, none of this would be possible. So let's get into the fun stuff here and try to wipe the tears from my eyes and suck it up and move on. Because she would be mad at me right now for letting these tears roll. So as I said, we are here at Buds Creek, the legendary motocross park here in Mechanicsville, Maryland. And I mean, this place is absolutely gorgeous. I know last year this was my first time here, and I was completely stunned. We pulled in, and man, my jaw just hit the floor. What you see on TV does not do it justice. I mean, the rolling hills, the size of the jumps, just the overall atmosphere of this place, it is something special. And we are truly, truly blessed to be able to take it over for a weekend and turn it into a Temple Off-Road madhouse. We fit right in here. It's crazy how you just go some places and you kind of have a different energy or a different vibe with the owners of the property or the people who manage it. And it is a match made in heaven here with the staff and the folks here at Bud's Creek. If I have time, I'm going to try and get Ezra, the owner here at Bud's, on the podcast. My buddy Rob Lytle, the track manager here, is out on business. He is heading out to Utah, I believe. And it's not just for the Supercross. He's got some important business out there. So, unfortunately, don't have Rob this weekend. So, it'll be up to D, our buddy D Money Damien, to get the track prepped and mint for us for the weekend. I have no doubt he's going to be able to he'll be ripping it deep for us and getting the notorious chocolate cake here all turned up at Bud's. So track conditions are going to be primo. We're supposed to, it's a little dry right now. There was a motocross race here last weekend, and they haven't touched the track since then. So it's a little hard packed, a little dried out. A lot of ruts out there. Track must have been sick last week for those guys racing. Looks pretty good, but that's not going to be the track that our guys are going to get. We're going to be getting some rain here this evening on Thursday, and then maybe some more tomorrow on Friday. So track's going to have some moisture, but it does drain pretty well. This is a really unique soil. That's the other thing, too. I was kind of blown away about last year was the way the soil drained, and it's also its ability to kind of hold moisture. The dirt is super tacky, and it's just, I don't know, it's kind of unique. It's you know, it's kind of like Southwick, where you can't really recreate that, the conditions, anywhere else. I don't know what they're doing down here, what Rob Lytle is doing to the soil down here, but you know, it's beautiful. I mean, everybody knows that Bud's Creek has got that chocolate cake, and like I said, it's just you can't recreate it anywhere else. So that stuff's going to be ripped up. The ruts are going to be forming from that rain we're going to be getting. I am sure come it. Look, I know for a fact these guys aren't afraid to work in the dark. They were doing it last year for us. So if it rains all day on Saturday or Sunday, I'm sorry, geez, tomorrow, if it rains all day Friday, I know that D-Money will be out there ripping this thing on Friday night in the dark. If it doesn't stop raining until 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, D-Money will be out there ripping, get the moto track fully prepped for everybody. Again, that is a fully prepped moto track here at Butts Creek. We're not just letting you do a turn or half the track or this or that. It is the full moto track. And this morning, I was out on the extreme section, walking it, helping stake some arrows and run some ribbon, and checking out some of the trail that we cut in. When I say we, I mean Tegan. And it looks pretty sick, guys. He somehow always does it. You know, either he has this unique ability to find some trail and make a line that nobody else could see, and cuts in a pretty sweet cut or a bit of trail for everybody. So. Exiting and entering the extreme section, there's some nice lines, and the this junk pile, I don't know, a runoff pile, concrete debris pile, whatever you want to call it, Tegan was able to loop that in. Still a little debate here whether or not we're going to close it for the C guys and the amateurs and just open it for like a pro line or something like that, because it is definitely, it's doable, but it's going to be tough, and there's only a couple lines, and if one guy goes down, it's really going to cause some serious bottlenecks. But hey, that's why it's the extreme section. We can't make them all that easy. I feel like we haven't really had any this season where it has really been like, you know, make or break for an entire race. And personally, that's how I want to see the extreme sections. I want it to be risk versus reward. And if you're going to be going through the extreme section, even if you're a pro guy, I want it to be a challenge where, you know, you could lose it. You could lose the race there, where a pass for the win could be made in there just off a simple bobble or a little mistake or whatever it might be. That's just why I prefer like an X factor, something crazy, whether it be the Gator Pit or I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think, this year we haven't had anything too crazy, but usually it's a gnarly Gator Pit or something of the like. And this week, I guess Tegan, I guess we're going to call this the Gator Pit. It's about a 50 yard uphill, like I said, concrete, you know, debris concrete from something that was pool foundation or whatever it was, a walkway, you know, or many walkways that they hucked back in the woods there, and it is somehow perfectly shaped into a dirt bike racing track now. I don't know how Tegan does it, but he finds a way. Anywho, that's the extreme section. It is definitely a little gnarly, you know, the logs and the usual, you know, the pipes and the barriers, that stuff's all in there too, but it's going to be about that that concrete barrier, rock garden, if you will. It's a man-made rock garden. You can hear in the background here some of these predator generators tour runs on Predator, the Harbor Freight Jennies. Got a couple of these things running in the background right now. Everybody's kind of just doing their thing. I got Stevie Spranger walking by me right now. He's itching to get into a skid loader or looking for a shovel to operate. Tynan just ran by. She and Justin are setting up some of the stuff and scoring. And I see Greg down there and his buddy Billy. Everybody's rolling in. Dan, our buddy. Dan will be here soon. And my parents actually rented a camper for this weekend. Bree's parents are staying with Tegan and Bree in their camper. And it's going to be a big family weekend here. It's like I said, it's obviously Mother's Day weekend, and we're doing some special things here for the moms. And it's more than just a special weekend for multiple reasons. And stoked to be here and happy to have all of our friends and family rolling in. Couldn't imagine being anywhere else, especially for a doubleheader at Temple Off-Road Racing. It is just an unbelievable motocross park here that we seriously have free reign over and get to do pretty much whatever we want for all of our tour enthusiasts. And I think personally it's the best one of the entire season. Good parking, you know, flat level, plenty of it, you know, no need to jam or cram or be worried about anything. There's a PA system, so I get to run my mouth. You guys hear me loud and clear out there throughout the entire day. There's the grandstands, plenty of seats and everything, you know, get around the property pretty well. I mean, it's pretty hilly, but, you know, it ain't nothing if you're an able-bodied person just to walk around and pick out one of the bleachers or post up in under one of the trees. You know, it's no shortage of good views here. That's for sure. I'm just trying to think if there's anything I need to address. There's no pit riding this weekend of two-wheel vehicles. So that means no dirt bike riding of pits. No dirt bikes, no pit bikes. That is Bud's Creek rule. That is also why we are not doing the pit bike barrel racing this year, because we just didn't want to encourage anybody to bring pit bikes to the facility. I mean, we know people are going to bring them, and if we see you ride them around, we're going to ask you to park it. But again, that is Bud's Creek rule, that there are no two-wheel pit vehicles, meaning no dirt bikes, no mini dirt bikes, no little bikes like that or anything. So please, if you're thinking about bringing it and you're going to be riding through the pits, just don't do it. And we'll be asking you to park it. So otherwise, you're good to go on your golf carts and your side-by-sides and your four-wheel pit vehicles, as long as you have your pit pass, which is also available at registration. So the barrel racing this year, unlike last year, it will be on big bikes. So we do have a Saturday night event, or maybe it's Friday. Now I'm forgetting. No, it's Saturday. It's got to be Saturday night. So Saturday night we'll be doing the barrel racing. If you missed it last year, we did it on pit bikes. It was a big hit. Everybody down there under the lights in the starting line down on the motocross track. And just like you would see some cowboys and cowgirls doing with the barrels, we're racing around on horses. We did it on our motorcycles, and we're going to be doing it again this year on the big bikes. So if you're hanging around on Saturday, make your way on down to the motocross track starting line and you'll see some fun action, or sign up for yourself. And there might be some fun little, you know, giveaways or awards. Not really sure what we have planned for everybody, but there will be something going on. So that's Saturday night. And then Sunday, another full day of racing. I think we're getting started 8 a.m. both days. And Moto 2 probably gets started, or last Moto 2, I would say 4:20, something like that. 4 p.m. are on. I have to guess that the second Pro Moto will start. So long day, both days of racing. So I appreciate everybody coming out and you know, setting up camp for the weekend and spending your Mother's Day with us. It is going to be a fabulous weekend down here. Highs in the upper 70s, sunshine, and like I said, this facility is absolutely beautiful. So you guys are not going to want to miss it. Looks like everybody, you know, I wish I could share with you all right now what I'm looking at. It's just campers, RVs, vans. Everybody's putting the final touches on camp right now. Believe it or not, this is the earliest that we've pretty much had the whole track set up. You know, the woods and everything is laid out. We have all of the banners and everything set up, the podium banner, the speakers, believe it or not. It's Thursday and all that stuff is set up. The tour store and sign up, all that stuff is out and ready to go. We have tons of new merch ready to go for you guys. I'm talking like 30 or 40 boxes of hoodies, fleeces, t-shirts, hats, jackets, flannels, you name it. They went all out on this stuff. And They did not disappoint. And we also have all of the new Scott stuff that we got in. We have 9 different colorways. We have tear-offs, roll-offs, grips, and... Gosh, I feel like I'm missing one other thing. Goggles, grips, tear-offs, roll-offs. Pardon me. Maybe I'll try and edit that out there. Sorry, I still got the sniffles from my little emotional breakdown earlier. But, anywho, goggles, back to the goggles and everything at the tour store. Yeah, that place is loaded down, so make sure you get yourself some. It is never a shortage of merch down there and apparel. Every weekend we have some new stuff, so head on down to the tour store and get loaded up on goggles and tour apparel. Going to try to do a two-parter to this podcast, but I don't know what my time frame is going to look like as the day goes on here and the weekend wears on. Like I said, I was going to try and get Ezra on here so we could get in his ear about what it's like to own and operate this facility. Not sure if that's going to happen. Maybe I'll try and get Reds or D-Money on if I have the mic. Those are some of the faculty here at Buds that take care of this place and make it what it is. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to leave the mic out here. I'm going to hang it up for now. I'm going to go see what I can get into with the fam here, the tour fam, and leave the mic out, like I said, and see if we can't get somebody else on, maybe in passing, do a couple little interviews with anybody. And if I don't, well, that'll be the end of the pod, and I will see everybody here this weekend at Bud's Creek for Mother's Day. It is the 90s vintage weekend again. I don't think I mentioned that, but come on out in your neons, your throwback, your best gear. And it's more of like a pride contest. There's no giveaways or anything, but whoever's got the gnarliest neons and the best looking kit, you know, you might get kudos or a shout out on the Instagram page. But other than that, folks, I'm happy to be here hanging with my my tour fam, and happy to be watching dirt bikes on a motocross track. Catch you all soon.